First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Radio Havana, Cuba condemns act of vandalism against bust of José Martí.
Cuban foreign minister expresses condolences to Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Venezuela asks electoral body to invite UN and the European Union to observe voting process.
Katusha rockets target Taji military base housing U.S. forces.
And now the news in detail.
Radio Havana Cuba has denounced the recent acts of vandalism here in Havana against busts of national hero José Martí by counter-revolutionaries who tried to damage his image on January 1st of this year. In an activity condemning these acts, the workers of the international radio station gathered in the lobby of Radio Havana Cuba Tuesday morning. They highlighted the legacy of José Martí and the importance of Martí's ideology in the Cuban revolutionary process. Cuban historian Pedro Pablo Rodríguez stressed that Radio Havana Cuba is a faithful exponent of José Martí's Latin Americanist thought because the radio station helps to reflect the reality of the continent with a universal projection. Also at the event, Radio Havana Cuba journalist Dairon Caballero, representing the Young Communist League, placed white flowers in front of a sculpture of the apostle and the poet and intellectual Nancy Monejón, read fragments of José Martí's letter to María Mantilla, written shortly before he was killed in battle fighting Spanish colonial troops.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has expressed his condolences to Pakistan and Afghanistan for the deaths associated with the wave of extreme weather that has hit that region. Through his account on the social network Twitter, the head of Cuban diplomacy also expressed his feelings to the families and loved ones of the victims. Over the past 48 hours, at least 120 people died and dozens were injured in those nations, while several populations were isolated by the weather phenomena.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro asked the National Electoral Council to invite the European Union and the United Nations as observers in the process of legislative elections scheduled for later this year. During the presentation of his 2019 balance, the Venezuelan president also was firm in expressing that what is definitive is that neither the Organization of American States, the OAS, nor Luis Almagro, its Secretary General, will ever enter Venezuela. The European Union, the UN Secretary General, the African Union, and all the organizations should be widely invited to come and see how the people of Venezuela, a free people, elect their new National Assembly, President Maduro said. The Venezuelan leader added, this year, 2020, will undertake a fight against corruption, bureaucratism, and against officials far from the people who are drowning us in useless paperwork. We are moving towards deep transformations to renew our practices and methods. Either they change or they leave, he said.
The Iraqi military says Katusha rockets have hit an airbase north of the capital, Baghdad, which houses the U.S.-led coalition forces that purportedly fight Daesh Takfiri terrorists. The statement from Iraq's military on Tuesday said Camp Taji has been targeted by Katusha rockets, but reported that there were no casualties. The statement did not say how many rockets had hit the military base, with no group claiming responsibility for the attack. The Iraqi military also said on Sunday that four people were wounded after eight Katusha rockets were fired at Balad Air Base, which houses U.S. personnel about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad. The missile attacks were in response to the January 3rd assassination by U.S. terrorists of General Qasem Soleimani, commander of the IRGC's Quds Force, and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the second in command of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Units, the PMU, and a group of their companions in Baghdad. The illegal military operation was conducted under U.S. President Donald Trump's direction. The U.S. Department of Defense took responsibility for the assassinations.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The Secretary General of the Communist Party of France, Fabien Roussel, has urged his fellow countrymen and the international community to raise their voices even more strongly against the U.S. blockade of Cuba. "We want that demand to be heard in France, Europe, and the entire world," he said in statements to Prensa Latina news agency. According to the French leader, his party ratified its total support for the struggle of the Cuban people against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade and its intensification by the current administration in the White House. "That is why we joined the international campaign to reject the blockade and urge the French people to be part of it, many with the experience of having visited the island," the French communist leader said.
The 35th edition of Jazz Plaza kicked off Tuesday night with a packed house at the National Theatre in the Cuban capital. The showman of Cuba, Bobby Carcasses, had the opening act, joined by his band Afro Jazz with special guests, flautist Rolando Valle Maraca, sax players Javier Zalva and Cesar Lopez, and Roberto Carcasses Jr. on piano, amongst others. The founder of the festival played some classics of his repertoire, including his very Cuban renditions of Night in Tunisia and Mac the Knife. The 81-year-old musician and sax player Javier Zalva received special recognition by the festival's organizing committee for his outstanding contribution to the event. The evening was completed by performers from New Orleans, the Soul Rebels, and their guests, Trombone Shorty Foundation, Big Chief Monk Vaudreux, and Tank and the Bangers. These were joined on the stage by emerging Cuban star Sima Funk.
Bolivia's constitutionally elected president, Evo Morales, who is now in asylum in Argentina after the coup d'etat against him, urged the South American nation to restore the rule of law in his country in order to achieve peace, reconciliation, and unity. Morales tweeted that the treatment of government officials from his administration, including former Interior Minister Carlos Romero, by groups called Pititas or Motequeros, was unacceptable. Morales said that these groups are a paramilitary force of the de facto regime of self-proclaimed President Jeanine Áñez. Evo Morales said, "Peace, reconciliation, and unity in Bolivia will only be achieved by restoring the rule of law." He also urged the elimination of these groups. Since the coup d'etat was carried out on November 10th last, the de facto government, together with civilian right-wing groups, has unleashed a persecution campaign against leaders of the movement towards socialism, Evo Morales' party, social leaders, and those who have mobilized against the anti-democratic regime.
Iran's first vice president is Haq Jahangiri, said the best revenge for the United States criminal act in assassinating top Iranian general, General Qasem Soleimani, is the expulsion of all American forces from the West Asia region. Jahangiri made the remarks during a meeting with visiting Syrian Prime Minister Imad Khamis in Tehran, adding, "Unwarranted interference of Western countries, the U.S. in particular, is the cause of insecurity and instability in the region." The Iranian official added, "The United States has committed grave crimes across the region, especially in Iraq and Syria, through the formation of such terrorist groups as Daesh." The Iranian first vice president expressed Tehran's interest in developing economic relations with Syria and stressed the importance of implementing agreements signed between the two countries during his visit to Damascus. The Syrian prime minister, for his part, said the assassination of top Iranian general showed that the U.S. is hatching plots to impose war on regional countries, adding that the bitter event was the outcome of U.S. acts of aggression in the region.
Chile's Minister of Justice and Human Rights, Hernán Larraín, has revealed in an interview with the newspaper El Mercurio that the government is working on a bill to regulate the right to assembly. According to Larraín, this is a complex issue and work is being done with the legal community, including the director of the Human Rights National Institute, to provide good legislation. He clarified that the right to assembly is linked to other rights and permissions, including free expression and demonstration. For this reason, the right to protest as such is not strictly regulated in the conventions. The minister also explained that the proposal will be debated in the human rights agenda for this year, since it must enter Congress during the first half of 2020.
In the first 2 weeks of 2020, 17 social leaders have been assassinated in Colombia. The co-president of the Senate Peace Commission, Ivan Cepeda, has reported. Cepeda published the official figures on his Twitter account at a time when frequent violent acts have been reported almost daily in the country. He denounced the assassination of Benjamin Banguera, a signatory to the 2016 peace agreement between the Colombian state and the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia's People's Army, FARC EP, rebels. One of the latest violent acts was condemned by the Catatumbo Small Farmers Association. Social leader Tulio Sandoval, who was participating in the program to replace illegal crops, was killed by armed individuals who broke into his house, dragged him out and shot him repeatedly in front of his family. This comes 3 years after the signing of the peace agreement and 17 months since Ivan Duque took office as Colombia's president. Since the peace accord, the United Nations High Commissioner's Office for Peace in Colombia has counted 303 assassinations of human rights leaders. A total of 10,468 homicides have been officially recorded in Colombia between January and November 2019, this according to the Foundation Peace and Reconciliation.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Radio Havana Cuba condemns act of vandalism against bus of Jose Marti.
Cuban foreign minister expresses condolences to Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Venezuela asks electoral body to invite UN and the European Union to observe voting process.
Katusha rockets target Taji military base housing U.S. forces.